Blog Talk
Welcome to the Jasari's Love Show. I am so excited to be here with you today. It is 2017, and I am Jasari's Love, Cynthia Jahi, and I am so excited to be here on the airwaves with you. Wow, it's been quite a while since I've been back on the airwaves, but I'm here to be able to share with you, take some time to come into 2017 together. This is, again, a very exciting time because we've made it through an entire year, made it all the way through 2016, and now we're at the top of 2017. So I want to say hello, aloha, bonjour, jambo, all the good things to all of my listening audience, the thousands and thousands of people who are part of the home-based business Blog Talk Radio platform created by my husband, Barbara Sitawi Jahi. And you'll be hearing from our other partner, Ms. Victoria Falk, on Mondays. I believe that's at 3:30. And so we're excited to get this year started and looking forward to really being steadfast in the new year. And as I promised you last year, bringing on some other people who are going to share their points of view and their experiences about love. What is love? What it means to them? And everything that we can do to spread the concept of love and just being loving. Again, I want to thank you, the listening audience, and again, welcome, Karibu, welcome to 2017 with the Jasari's Love Show. One of the things I want to always encourage you to do is your prayer. Whatever your prayer is, this has nothing to do with what your particular religion may be. This is about you, whoever you are, wherever you are, being able to pray, whether you use the words God, Jesus, Allah, whether it's Buddha, it doesn't matter to me personally. It can be whatever it is that works for you, that is good, that is beautiful, that is about goodness and love. Whatever it is that means caring for the planet, caring about the universe, caring about yourself, as well as how whatever we do affects other human beings and life on Earth. Love. Taking the time out for stillness. I constantly come across people who, they're just out of breath. They're out of breath, they're angry, they're tired, they're at their wit's end. Even in 2016 and coming into 2017, not realizing that they need to take the time for prayer, a personal prayer alone. You all know that I use the War Room, the movie The War Room. Very good for telling us about how to find that space or place. And it can be anywhere, people. It can be in your car. It can just be you by yourself anywhere. But including in that is stillness. There's so many people who, they can't function because they can't keep still. They haven't came across the information about how important it is to appreciate being still. And along with being still, being quiet, they're putting themselves in a quiet, still place. Very important. A lot of times, adults are always telling children, you need to sit down and be still. And that same adult is not taking the time to sit down, lay down, or stand somewhere and just be still. It's a lot easier to do if you're laying down or lying down or sitting down. Whatever position you need, the main thing is to be still. Just keep still. And then take the time to still your mind, S-T-I-L-L. Before something else stills, S-T-E-A-L, your mind. Still. Be still, and from there, put yourself in a position of calmness. calmness. Calmness can be created by putting yourself in a calm environment. If your household is noisy, then arrange for it to become a calm place for at least an hour. Either get it calm before the noisemakers come home, whoever they are, or if they're children, teach them to be calm. And you can start with intervals of 5 minutes, then 10. You would be surprised at the amount of children who, if you told them, we're going to sit down and meditate because we need some time to be calm. And you put some beautiful music on. Or you give them three songs to choose from, three meditational, maybe Indian flute music or Native American flute music or African drumming music, whatever kind of music you want, based on what you prefer, your culture, your ethnicity. Calming music and sit still. And this time, we're just going to sit here. So now we have stillness and calmness. And with your significant other and children, whatever your family composite is, or if you are by yourself, again, you have the prayer. So you have prayer, stillness, and calmness. And then we have meditation. We're entering 2017. There are so many ways to meditate. You know that I use the Oprah Deepa meditation series. It's a 21-day series. I think they do it 4 to 6 times a year. I absolutely love participating in that. I don't always keep up with every day, even though it's 21 days, but I get a lot out of it. And I pick different words to hold on to reflect on. When I go out to get in the car, to start the car, I'll take my 3x5 cards, and I just sit out there, I'll start the car, or even before I start the car, and I'll meditate there. I use maybe Pseudo Home or whichever one I want to use. I'll just use a word. I don't have all my words with the names in front of me because I'm not where my information is. I didn't bring it all with me. It's a lot to carry around. But I took a couple of words, and I meditate on them in a calm, still atmosphere. For me, it can be anywhere. Now, I have to tell you that my background is dance and theater. As a dancer, I've learned to be able to be anywhere and be able to meditate, be able to do my stretches, and do movement. I can do that in the middle of the woods. It doesn't matter. I can do that at a bus stop. And it just comes from years and years and years of the dance training. Okay, we're entering 2017. We want to bring that love with us. Listening to peaceful and calming music. I had a chance to put on the TV and just do a lot of watching of 20 TV at the end of 2016. And I decided, okay, I'm going to use it to educate myself on what is out there, what are the viewers watching, what is out there for people to view. And I saw a lot of things that were disturbing to my spirit, especially a lot of the shows where they have the families on and they're high-end, they're making a lot of money. They're either doctors or they're lawyers, and they're making a lot of money, and you have these women, the wives or whatever. Usually it's about the wives. You all know those shows. I don't have to call out the names of the shows, but you can, feel about it how you want to. I have no control over that, but I'm just giving you my point of view. I find it to be very disturbing and distressing to find people who are all dressed up looking so kind of beautiful, and they're so mean-spirited towards each other, and they're supposed to be friends. And I kind of look back on that, and I said, wait a minute, my friends and I, are we like that? I am not at that point where I have a high end income right now. But I'm looking at my relationship with the friends that I do have, and I don't treat my friends like that, and they have never treated me like that. I have never had my friends call me, the B word. I have never had any of my friends wanting to spite me, hit me, pull my hair. I have never had any of my business partners, any of my beautiful dance partners who I love so much argue, want to fight with me. We have discussed how we want to do things, and then we've tried them, you know, maybe their way, either my way or my way or their way, but we never really allowed ourselves to be mean and treacherous and ugly towards each other. And I think that it's very important for those of you who are listening to me, who are adults that have children and teenagers, that you ask them, you know, what type of things are they watching on TV? And ask them what they think about those people, the characters, how people are being portrayed, what are they bringing out, and what is the purpose? Because a lot of people, I believe, think that when they put this hair on their hair, they get these weaves in, and they put their false eyelashes on, and they put their lips and their butts on, and their breast implants, and they put their 2.5-3-inch heels on, and because they've got the bling and the glitter, and they have shiny cars, that it is okay for them to be mean and ugly towards each other. I don't know what you think about that, but I'm just sharing with you that I do believe if a person looks at too much of it and they believe that that is the way to treat your friends and relatives, your sisters, your mother, your brothers, oh my goodness, what do you really think the end result is going to be? It's not a loving situation. So take a moment and pause and just think, are you looking at those shows and is it affecting the way you treat your spouse, your loved one? How is it affecting what you do? Just take a moment and think about that. And how does it affect how you treat your children? Are you talking to them in a logical, loving, caring way? And I think that all of us in human, we have those moments where we can get ugly. Yeah. But, you know, the whole thing is just weighing yourself back and say, wait a minute, is this the right way for me to deal with this issue? Is there a way that I can deal with it that doesn't have to be ugly and mean and loud? And, you know, when we're allowed, who are we trying to impress? Is there someone else other than the person we're talking to that we want to have hear what we're talking about? So these are things that we have to keep in mind. Just some suggestions from the Jasari's Love Show. Also, spending time listening to what other people have to say without responding. It took me a while to really work on that, and it's still, you know, it's a work in progress. I found myself at a family function a few weeks ago, and someone had an opinion to express to me. And what I did, I consciously realized what was happening, and I consciously just told myself, just listen. Don't say anything. Just make sure the person knows that you're hearing them. And just say, you know, the simple words were, okay, I hear what you're saying. I'm going to take my time and think on that. And that's it, not saying anything else. Not taking things really, really personal, even if they are directed to you and even if they are very, very personal. Just telling yourself, okay, in this environment, at this moment, I just need to listen. Sometimes it's important to listen. Well, first of all, it's important to listen so that you know what is being said. You get clarity. Okay, this is specifically what's being said to me. And then, again, to make sure the person knows you're listening, just tell them, I am listening to you. I'm hearing what you're saying. Also, as a sign of respect, even though they may be off the chain, totally going down the wrong road, totally talking about something that doesn't make much sense or doesn't make sense to you anyway, but you are taking the time to be respectful of the person and just listening. Sometimes people are saying things because they could be intoxicated. That has happened. They are highly angry and they feel insulted. The ego is bruised and they take it out on you. But the best thing for you to do is just listen, because two hot, upset egos I'm not going to make for anything but an argument. So listening, and you may have to listen for a long time. If you find that it's very difficult for you to listen and you've sat there for 10, 15 minutes and you feel like, you know, I've listened to this long enough, then excuse yourself from the conversation by saying, excuse me, I have to step away for a minute. I heard what you have to say. I'm going to go get some water. I'm going to go to the restroom. And then I'm going to go check on something else. And just rearrange yourself so you don't have to come back to that conversation, to that person, to that environment. And if it's, you've been in where you've been long enough and you're ready to leave, just leave. There are times when we have to actually leave an environment so that everything stays intact and you leave in a loving manner. And some people may say, oh, you're walking away from making sure that the person knows how you really feel. Listen to what I'm about to say. When people are expressing their anger about something and their ego is involved and they feel as though their point of view that they're really, really right, you and I both know. And if you don't know, then think about what I'm about to say. They are not hearing you. Whatever you say will not make sense at that moment. But I pretty much guarantee you a week later or 2 weeks later or even a month later, if they bring the conversation on or you decide that you want to bring the conversation on, then the hostility will have been reduced. And they may hear you. Or they may just want to let it go, period. Just kind of put it in your little file cabinet. If they never bring it up again, then you know that, okay, first of all, the ego was too much involved. They're embarrassed to realize that what they were saying made no sense at all. Or that they were drinking and therefore, you know, whatever it was, it was one off. And they probably forgot about what in the world they were even talking about. So some arguments can be, you know, disagreements can be alleviated just by you listening and not responding. We do not have to respond to everything. Keep that in mind. You do not have to respond to everything. Another point that I want to make is reorganizing. It's 2017. Lord, I'm going to tell y'all people, I have a whole bunch of things to reorganize. But realizing it, that's the first thing. I realize I have things that I have to reorganize. There are things, there are books, there are papers, my day, my schedule. Clearing out the old, getting rid of things that you absolutely don't need. That's holding on to a lot of stuff. Clear it out, get rid of the things that you don't need so that we open up and we allow all the blessings that are going to come into 2017. There's space for things. Get rid of a card if you don't need it, chairs, you know, old clothes, old shirts, pants, things that you just don't need, shoes that hurt your feet. Get rid of those things, my goodness. Especially anything that's hurting your feet. Things that don't fit us properly. This list is pretty easy for me, y'all, because I've got all this type of thing going on. So get rid of stuff so that you can bring in the new. And I must say I'm getting better at clearing out so that I can bring in the new. You know, pare it down, scale it down so that you have space for new stuff, for things that are even more comfortable, more luxurious, more beautiful. For people, clear out space for people who are more caring, more loving, more considerate, people who will bring harmony in your life. Join and find, or find and join or create organizations that create harmony and peace. Things that you want to do. Either join it or create it. For those of you who travel, travel with people that have like interests. If you like the museums and things like that, go find that group and travel with them. If you like checking out mountain peaks, go join that group. If you want more into the valleys, go check out that group. If you're into the beaches of the world, go check out that group. This is 2017, and you can create a whole new life for yourself. Enter 2017 with love. Allow the power of love to propel you into the brand new year. Powerful, powerful prayers. I have one that I do, and it is a prayer for the ancestral spirits. And my husband and I, we do this pretty much every day. It goes like this. Divine Father, Mother of Creation, we praise your name and honor your presence in this time and place. We give thanks for the air that we breathe. We give thanks for the womb in which our lives were created. We give thanks for the body through which you express yourself as us. Divine Oneness, Creator Force, we give thanks for that, for what that we have been, all that we are becoming, all that we will be by your grace and your guidance. We give thanks today for all those who came before us, paving the way that the gift of life could be ours. We give thanks to those who died in the middle passage. Your spirit lives today in the water that surrounds the earth. We give thanks for those who chose to live, whose names are forgotten or unknown. Just want to pause for just a minute.
We give thanks to those whose blood is alive today in our veins for their willingness to be an expression of your love and life. We thank you for and then rename our ancestors. In my case, it is Raymond Williams Sr., Annie Williams Sr., Raymond Williams Jr., Geneva Palmer, Daniel Palmer, Betsy Hawkins, and Grandpapa Hawkins. And those names of those ancestors that I do not name, I say Ashe. We ask you, fathers, mothers, brothers, sisters, and friends, to remember us in your spiritual mind, protect us from harm and danger, guide us to do what is good and honorable. Our sisters and members of our family, both living and deceased, it is our heart's desire to receive assistance at all times to overcome our challenges with our businesses and our health and our dealings with other people and our own mortal progress. Good spirits, carry our prayers with you to the feet of the Creator that we may forever be in your grace. Guide us through our lessons gently and lovingly that we may be an instrument of evolution for us all. We thank you for your guidance. We thank you for your intercession in the matters of and then my husband and I will state the situation. Good spirits, fill our hearts and minds with perfect peace and understanding. We thank you for bringing to our consciousness the perfect solution and the perfect way at the perfect time for the best of all who are involved. So I'm going to go over the points as I close out the Jasari Love Show. And if you want to connect with me, you know, you're able to just email me at jasarislove@gmail.com. jasaris, the word love, L-O-V-E, @gmail.com. Again, entering the 2017 with love is a decision. It really is a decision. So one of the things you'll notice, I'm not going to have people come on to wrestle with me about what I think love is, because then that would not be love. But I will be having guests on to just share what they think love is. So you're here. You'll be hearing this year from people who are Christians, Muslims, Buddhists, people of other religious groups that I may not be very familiar with, and then people who may not claim any particular religious affiliation like myself. And I have a friend who is who loves nature. She loves trees, and she does not pray to the tree, but she really reverences them because they're special as far as, you know, what God has created, the Creator has created. But I want to end with making sure that you all know from my topic, again, the Jasari's Love Show, that the main goal is peace and wholeness and harmony, comfort. And we can get that when we go into prayer, your personal prayer in your personal place. Also, I want to encourage people to have a series of running prayers. Your prayers could be some that you've practiced, that you've learned, you know, and then some of your prayers can be just those things that you feel at the moment. You just want to stop and tell the Creator how you feel. So feel free to pray, pause, and pray anytime that you need to. Anytime, you know. You think somebody's thinking that you're talking to yourself, put your phone in front of you. They won't know that you're talking. You're not even talking on the phone. You're just praying. So you can do that in your car. You can be walking along and you're thinking, oh, you're just talking on the phone. What are you doing? Your phone is off. You got it in your hand and you're praying. Finding that place and time for stillness for yourself. And eventually, if you have young children, including them in that, even teenagers, they'll do it if you do it in a loving way. We'll go over some of the techniques. Calmness, finding a way to have calmness. Stillness and calmness are two different things. Meditation, time to meditate, knowing some of the words and chants that you say. Listening to and looking at peaceful and calming television shows and music. What you listen to and look at can make a difference. Now, I know I look at some crazy things sometimes, but I balance it out and I limit myself. And a lot of times, whatever I look at, I'm looking at to educate myself so I can understand or be aware of what is out here. You have to have that balance. Be conscious. When you hear something, is that good for my brain? Is that good for my entity? Very important. How is what I'm listening to and looking at affecting me? The people that you are around, is there violence? Is there cursing? Is there mean to each other? If they think everything is a joke, is that good for you? How is that affecting you? Okay? If they have, you know, crazy ideas like to go and rob someone, go and break into a car, steal a car, okay, stop up, no matter how old you are, and think about it. If they're getting ready to do some type of drugs, even if it's quote unquote legal and supposed to be for recreation, legalized recreational purposes, or even if it's supposed to be for medicine purposes. If they're doing that around you and you're not using it for medicine, is that good for you? How is it affecting you? Things to think about in 2017. A lot of laws were passed in 2016. I don't think they're all healthy, but you have to decipher that for yourself. Listening to what others are saying without making comment. Sometimes not making a comment can save your life and keep you in a calm spot until you can figure out how to deal with the situation. Listening and moving yourself out of harm's way without letting people know what's going on in your mind. Reorganizing yourself, your things, and also people in your life. Clearing out things that are not good for you. Clearing out stuff that's old, outdone, outdated, things that are messed up, and people that are outdated and that are just not good for you. Okay, this is the Jasari's Love Show. You know, last year it was what the world needs now is love, sweet love. Well, we know that still exists. I'm going to close on out because I know that the show is time for it to come to an end. Look for me. Every week, I believe it's going to be 4:30. I'll get the alerts out. I don't know if it's going to be Saturdays. My husband and I are working on Fridays, but we'll see. But the main point is you'll be able to find me again next week. I'm excited. I'm excited about 2017. I'm kind of entering it with a blank slate, okay? So I'm really looking forward to creating and becoming a part of some exciting things. If you need to book travel, you can book it through me. Just go ahead, my gift to you for 2017. Just go ahead and email me, and you'll see what that is. This is the Jasari's Love Show, signing off with peace, wholeness, harmony, calmness, comfort, and luxury.